Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Set Free Live, brought to you by Set Free Outreach Ministries. It is our prayer that the word of the Lord will be a blessing to you. We pray that as you listen, the Holy Spirit will enlighten, encourage, and inspire you in your walk with the Lord. Let's go now into the Word of the Lord. Be blessed.
Hold on.
We're longing for your hand to guide us to a place where you can cleanse us with your rain. Baptize us once again, we thirst for you. Oh.
God bless you, beloved, and welcome to Set Free Live. I am Apostle Deborah Taylor, and beloved, it is a blessing and an honor to be with you once again today. We do thank and praise God for his loving kindness and his tender mercy. Praise God, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Praise the Lord. We pray that you've had a blessed day in the Lord today. We pray that God has moved miraculously in your services. Praise God that the anointing was rich. Praise the Lord. And we just want to spend a few moments and just give you some encouraging words from the Lord. We do want to also pray. Praise God. We've gotten a couple of urgent prayer requests that we just want to take before the throne of God. Praise the Lord. So we want to share a scripture with you tonight. Praise the Lord. Out of Psalms 91, the scripture says, "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty." There is a dwelling place in God, beloved, that we can go to find rest, to find protection, to find help, to find strength. The word of the Lord says that he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide. And God wants us to abide in him. That word abide simply means to remain, to live in, to dwell. God desires to dwell with us. He desires, amen, to commune with us, to talk to us. Amen. So when we abide with him, he abides with us. Praise God. Amen. And then we can get to a point that we can ask what we will and it shall be done. Because when you truly abide in the Lord, you won't begin to ask things that are contrary to what is on the heart of God. The more you spend time with the Lord, the more you get to know him. Praise God. You get to know, amen, God on a personal level, intimate level. Praise God. It encourages and it strengthens your relationship with the Lord. So it's important, beloved, that we learn to dwell with God. So we just want to encourage you to abide in him. Let God, amen, abide with you. You abide with him, dwell with him, and spend time in his presence, getting to know him, amen, getting in the word, praise God, daily, amen, so that it can encourage you and uplift you in your walk with the Lord, praise God. Now, we want to go before the Lord in prayer. As I said, we received a couple urgent request that we want to take before the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you for this time. We thank you, oh God, for just allowing us one more time to be on the air. We thank you for those that are listening, Father, and we ask you, dear Lord, to come in and touch, that Father God, you would minister to your people in a special way. Father God, we lift up this baby that is in the hospital, Father God, that we ask that you would touch that little baby's body, Father God, that there will be no infection, Father, that you would get down in the marrows of the bone and heal and set free, Father God. We pray, Father God, for Lois on tonight, this one that's in the hospital, Father, that you would touch right now. Father God, you see and you know what's going on. And so, Lord, we're interceding on her behalf right now, that you, dear Lord, that you would go in that room. We send forth your word. Your word heals. Your word delivers. Your word sets free, Father God. And it's by the stripes of Jesus that we were healed. And so, Lord, we're thanking you for healing. We're blessing you now, and we're asking you, dear Lord, to minister and move and have your way, Father God. Oh God, touch those that may be troubled tonight, that Father God may be troubled in heart, Father God. We ask that you would lift up the heavy burdens, Father. We ask, Father God, that as we cast our cares on you, we know that you care for us. Oh God, we want you to undertake tonight. Have your way, Father God. We're thanking you for strengthening your people right now, every leader, every apostle, every prophet and pastor, evangelist and teacher. Dear Lord, we want you to minister to your people all across the land. Father God, you just continue to pour in and virtue and strength, oh God. We're thanking you now for healing. We're thanking you for wholeness. We're thanking you for soundness of mind. Oh God, we love you tonight and we appreciate you, Father. We thank you for your holy word. Father, minister, oh God, in these few minutes, Father, we want you to have your way. God, we thank you now. We give you praise and we give you honor and we give you glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, beloved, a few more minutes we have here. We want to share a few more scriptures out of Psalms 91. Verse 2, it says, I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge, my fortress, my God. In him will I trust. And we're learning, beloved, that we must completely trust, depend, and rely on God. Praise God, because he is our refuge. Amen. That means we can seek safety and protection from the elements of the enemy. Praise God. He is our refuge. He's our fortress. Praise God. You can hide in him. Praise God. He will protect you, beloved. Amen. He will cover you. Praise God. Amen. In verse 4, we're going to read a little bit about him covering us. Praise God. Amen. But the scripture says, my God, David said, he's my God. Make it personal. Amen. Look at someone. If you're with someone right now, just tell them he's my God. Praise the Lord. In him will I trust. Praise the Lord. Verse 3 says, surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers. Praise God, and under his wings thou shalt trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Now listen, beloved, isn't it something that God can cover you and he doesn't need nothing more than a feather? Praise God. This is how powerful and how mighty God is. Praise God. When he says he has you covered, he has you covered. Come on here. Praise the Lord. When God says he got your back, beloved, he has your back. Praise God. So all you have to do, amen, is trust the name of the Lord. Trust God. Amen. Depend on him and know, amen, that when he speaks his word will not return void, but it will accomplish that it is sent forth to do. Praise God. Now, verse 5 says, thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy right, at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. That means that when pestilence and plagues and all these things are going on, they may fall to the right, they may fall to the left, but the word of the Lord lets us know they will not come nigh our dwelling. Amen. This is divine protection. God desires, beloved, to protect you. He desires to watch over you and take care of you. Praise God. I'm encouraging you tonight to put your trust, your confidence in the Lord. Keep your hope in him, beloved, because he will not fail you. Amen. The word will not slip. Praise the Lord. Amen. When you adhere to it, praise God. When you let it adhere to you, praise God. And then when you again put God in remembrance of his word. Praise the Lord. Then verse 8 says, only with thine eye shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. Beloved, I don't know about you, but I desire to dwell in the presence of God. Amen. The word says, and I believe it's Colossians, where it talks about setting your affections on things above, not on things of the earth. Praise God. So we've got to learn to live in the realm of the Spirit. We are part of the kingdom of God. We're part of his kingdom, and we must learn how to walk in the kingdom. And the word teaches us and lets us know how we're to do that. Praise God. And one of the ways is to, amen, rise up above, amen, the natural realm and get in the Spirit, get in the Holy Ghost, amen, and dwell there. Praise God. Now, just a couple more verses. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, again, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder. The young lion and the dragon shall thou trample under feet. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. Final verse, verse 16. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. God desires, beloved, amen, to protect you. He desires to give you a long life. Praise God. When we walk in the word, amen, these promises are given to us. Praise God. As long as we do what the word tells us and we keep our hearts pure, we keep our lives pure, we stay clean before the Lord. Amen. We want to encourage you and know that God loves you. Amen. He does care for you, and he will, amen, when you dwell with him and abide with him, he will dwell with you, beloved. Father, we thank you for your word today. We thank you for your people. We ask, God, that you would continue to encourage and continue to strengthen. Oh, God, continue to keep us, God, by your Spirit and by your power. Encourage your people today. Lift up, God, even those that may, someone may have their head kind of low, may feel cast down, but we're asking, God, that you would lift up, Father. Let the joy of the Lord be their strength right now. We're thanking you now. We give you praise. We give you honor and we give you glory. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Beloved, you have been listening to Set Free Live, brought to you by Women of Power Ministries and Set Free Outreach Ministries. Both of these ministries, praise the Lord, amen, God has given to us, and we're thanking God for these works, and we want you to continue to tune in, amen, and pray for us that God would give us what to do, how to do, amen, lead and guide, that we'll be under the direction of the Holy Ghost to give you word under his leading. Until we meet again, we want you to stay encouraged and know that God loves you and he does care about you. Praise the Lord. We will be back on our broadcast. Praise God. Back on our regular schedule as we have been on our website. If you go to www.setfreeoutreachministries.org, you will see our schedule, and we're going to adhere to that. But until our next broadcast, we want you to be encouraged and know again that God loves you, he cares about you, and he has your best interest at heart, beloved. Amen. Because he loves you and he cares. Be blessed in the name of the Lord.
Thank you for listening to Set Free Live. Set Free Live is brought to you by Set Free Outreach Ministries. If you would like more information about our ministry, we invite you to visit our website at www.setfreeoutreachministry.org. If you would like to sow into our ministry, you may do so by clicking the donate button on our homepage. We encourage you to email us your prayer request, praise report, or comment at Set Free Outreach Ministries at hotmail.com. You may also write us at Set Free Outreach Ministries, P.O. Box 2456, Pueblo, Colorado 81004. Until our next broadcast, keep looking up, beloved, and know that God is working all things out just for you because He loves you and He cares.
A place where you